This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Bouncing ball past the pitcher. Shortstop Kiner Falefa steps on the bag and throws to first late. Run scores. Castellanos. Kepler is erased. Two outs. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Skeens has struck out seven. The pitch swung on and missed. And that's another strikeout. That is number eight. For Paul Skeens. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for Paul Skeens. That is his ninth strikeout. Two down in the. And the pitch struck him out. And this might be the low point of the season for the Pirates offense. It has to be. Hayes strikes out. He's standing there talking to Derek Thomas. The Pirates lose 1-0. Despite a complete game masterpiece by Paul Skeens.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Those are three old boys to start the Monday. That's not a good way to start the Monday.
That's
not,
never not a good way. Sign.
That's oh. Like Mike Breen, two bangs. A double bang is good in the
bang,
NBA.
Bang! Bang!
Old boys are bad.
Oh, boy, oh, Bob. Boy. Oh, boy. I don't know. I guess if you're going to be bad, be really, really bad, because then you are at least a little more interesting to talk about. Am I grasping for straws
yes.
there? Perhaps, but
yes.
I also happen to believe that's true, that if we came in today and the Pirates were six games under, there would be nothing to talk about. Oh, there's something to talk about, Bob. First, the fact that you look wonderful today. The Woodlands Club at Nemacolin, I love your pullover there.
It's all golf swag on this show anymore. You've converted into it, and you look great with it. You have all the hoodies. You got the hats now. You're ready
Thank
to
you.
Go.
And then a plain black hat. Is that to commemorate a funeral of sorts for the Pirates?
Just
or
the
what
Pirates
is that
getting
about?
Shut out yeah. for the ninth, whatever time it is. Yeah. There's nothing left to say other than.
That is know. Absolutely incorrigible, Bob. What does that signify, the plain black hat? There's nothing on it at all.
It's nothing. I don't know. It's a black hat.
Yeah. I like it. Do you, Limits, like Bob's black hat?
I do, too. And, you know, Bob, he does a great job of matching all the time. Your wife does a wonderful job picking out your outfits
Thank
as
you
well,
for saying
Bob.
That, Limits, because that's what she does.
Yeah,
I don't
so
control much
you are
of
always
anything.
So much more coordinated than me, who decided, oh, it feels like it's like 50 degrees today. I'll just throw on a hoodie.
A hoodie's a good day for yeah, that's a good choice today, especially if you have plans on playing golf later.
Elite yeah. shorts and hoodie day.
Oh, you.
Oh, yeah, I do, for sure. Nobody's commented on my outfit, and I'm injured
you know,
by
I
that.
Said, no, I said, you got all the swag going.
I got a nice pit pullover. Yeah. Guess where I got this bump? At the Rally House at Settlers Ridge. A buddy of mine came into town. He wanted to bring back a pit license plate for his wife, Angie. His name is Steve. lives way out in the middle of the country and likes monster trucks, I might add. Anybody go to the monster truck event the other night at Acrisure?
You know, well,
I got caught
to.
In the traffic.
Cabali said Aaron Rodgers was there.
Yeah, right.
I definitely wanted to. I wanted to see if my grandkids were interested, but they're all tied up with different activities, so we couldn't do it. I think it'd be interesting to watch that.
So do I. I'd go to that. But anyway, to make a long story longer, Bob, we wound up at the rally house at Settlers Ridge, where I asked the very nice man at the counter, what's the most popular item, any sport you're selling in here? And just as with the rally house, I think it's at South Hills Village, I think there's one inside the mall. The person said Paul Skeens, and it's not even close. It's not even close. So people are fired up about this guy, but certainly not fired up about the Pirates, and it sort of underscores the dilemma here. And it also leads to a thought exercise, Bob, and more specifically, a thought bubble exercise. I know I wasn't the only one who noticed at the end of the game on television with the horrific final out, and we're going to go through the Pirates' final 8 at-bats of the game. Oh, what the heck, Bob? We'll go through them right now. Mr. Professional himself, Adam Frazier, who rarely gets criticized, I've noticed, whereas other guys certainly do on that team. Adam Frazier, Mr. Professional, can't even lay down a bunt. He's also hitting, what, 215 or something? I don't even know. I've lost track with no power. Can't lay down a bunt. So a guy gets thrown out at third. A horrible signing by Ben Cherington, and one we don't talk about enough. We're focused on the Tommy Pham's of the world when Adam Frazier was a horrific signing, almost a fireable offense. But we move on. After him, IKF came up and hits into a double play, Bob. And then, and I'm not even looking at my notes here, Henry Davis struck out swinging. O'Neill Cruz struck out looking. Andrew McCutchen popped out to the shortstop. And then everybody who came to the plate struck out in the bottom of the ninth, or the top of the ninth.
Yeah.
Just horrific.
It's just horrific.
Horrendous.
It's no plate awareness. It's no idea of what you're doing out there. There's no plan in place. There's nothing.
And now the whole world notices. Because as was said on this show before the season, having Paul Skeens is a blessing and a curse. A blessing because he's Paul Skeens. He's awesome. He's a great pitcher. Seems like an awesome guy. The curse is that his very presence draws attention to the raging tire fire that is the Pittsburgh Pirates. And yesterday was a prime example where you had headlines all over the place and people talking all over the place about how Paul Skeens just pitched a complete game with 9 strikeouts against a very good lineup, gave up 1 run, no hard hit balls practically. I don't think he did. And lost the game from Nugget Chef, Bob. And I hope that's not a phrase for something horrible, but that's somebody on Twitter. Paul Skeens is the first pitcher in Pirates franchise history to have a start with 8-plus innings, 1 run, 3 or fewer hits, and 9-plus strikeouts and lose. Now, the greatest game ever pitched in Pirate history, obviously, is Harvey Haddix, a perfect game for how many innings, Bob?
12 or yeah. 13, whatever.
Yeah, something
it was.
Like
he went
that.
12, I think.
That's obviously number one. This might be number two. So we get to the experiment, Bob. Are you ready for a little thought bubble experiment?
Let's go.
Because upon the final out, when Key Brian Hayes, who has batted cleanup at times for this team this year and has 2 home runs in his last 90 games, when he struck out again and the game was over, the camera panned to Paul Skeens as his teammates fled the field, hopefully in embarrassment. He just stood there on the top steps looking at the field. And that brings us, Bob, to this. And people can join in at 412-928-9370. What was Paul Skeens thinking? I'll go first if you don't mind,
Bob. Go ahead.
Get me the hell out of here. You?
Get me the hell out of here.
Limits?
We suck, Ron. That might be what he was thinking.
If you have an idea for what Paul Skeens was thinking, please check in or anything else you want to say about this team. Let's expand upon that, Bob. What was rolling through his mind?
Well, he has to be frustrated, but he's one of those guys who's not going to, you know, afterwards I noticed he just talked about his own performance, and he kind of kept it at that. That's how he operates. He's not going to, at some point, though, there will be a time when something comes out that you say to yourself, oh, this guy is frustrated. And the whole thing goes back to what we've been talking about, how they knew he was something generational, mm-hmm. and they didn't do anything about it. Not one thing. They went out, and they just spent the way they normally spend, and that's it. And they knew that they're wasting time. And because of this now...
They didn't even spend the way they normally spend. They put $10 million on one guy last year, Chapman. They didn't do that this year.
But, you know, they spent their $30 million in little nuggets here, there, and there.
Chef nuggets, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't add up to anything except money spent. And it gives you the facade that, oh, well, they're spending money. No, they're really not. They're saving money. They're not spending. If they were spending, they would have gone out and got two significant bats and paid whatever the price is, citing an opportunity and a window
right.
that is here now. And this window is going to be shut before you know it. And now there's talk about trade. Already this year, trade deadline with Paul Skeens.
Of course there
teams
is.
Teams are going to be asking the Pirates, and they can say whatever they want. But the fact is, it should never, ever be a topic right now, year two of his career. They should have had enough around him this year where they could be, and it's easy. I'm sorry. It's easy to make a wild card. Look at the records. Come on. Be a wild card team. You're not that far. All you got to do is spend $50, $80 million. Just spend it. Why is it so difficult to spend? If you can't develop, you spend. They can't develop, so spend.
It's getting harder and harder to manufacture disgust because it's been, you know, decades of it with the exception of 3 years. But, man, if ever it rises to the surface, it's after a disaster like that series, and especially yesterday. Just an embarrassment for the franchise, really. Because now, again, the whole world is saying, man, that guy in Pittsburgh is awesome. And what have they done around him? Did you see that game yesterday? Bob, there's people around the water cooler in Chicago laughing at this. Did you see what that guy, that Skeens guy in Pittsburgh did yesterday?
Well, they have
and
the
still
Yankee.
Lost?
Yeah. I mean, they're, now there's all these different icon or whatever you call them, memes coming out with him in different uniforms. I saw six yeah. different uniforms on Paul Skeens.
Right.
So now the question will be, what happens here? Do they tell him, no, we're not trading? You know,
there's nothing.
All you
got to
do is look at the Pirates' history here.
There's zero chance they trade him.
When it came to Gerrit Cole, 2 years removed from his free agent,
yeah.
they traded him. Now,
yes.
we're not there yet. When it came to Joe Musgrove, who was acquired in a trade, same thing. They didn't want to deal with him. They traded him.
Joe Musgrove, for me at least, is not in the same
universe. I'm not saying that.
Universe
what I'm saying
as either one of these
they
guys.
They didn't want to deal with the price that came with it. Therefore, he was traded.
He was mediocre here.
My point is, 2 years is the key. When you get 2 years away from it, don't
yes,
trade him.
That is true.
However, if you wanted to play the game and do it now, the return could be ridiculously good. But then the question becomes, okay, so the return is good. Now what? You have the same. If you get some generational players, you know what's going to happen. They're going to play this game again until they show you that they're not willing to pay.
It's an incredible, blown, mangled opportunity by one guy, and that's the owner of the baseball team. Ben Cherington, as I chronicled, I think, a week ago, might be the worst general manager in Pittsburgh sports history. Well, who hired him? Bob Nutting. Who didn't fire him when he fired the manager? Bob Nutting. Who didn't order at least a modest upgrade in payroll to go out and get one bat? One? Their biggest offseason move was Spencer Horwitz at first base. He got pinch hit for the other day. He's a platoon first baseman with middling power, and that might even be a compliment. That was their biggest offseason acquisition, a guy who in the middle of a close game the other night got pinch hit for because he can't hit lefties. So this falls on one man and one man only, really. I mean, Cherington does get a lot of blame. Don't get me wrong there.
He deserves it.
But Bob Nutting hired him.
Right.
So the more accurate way to say it is it really starts all with one guy. How could you not look at this offseason, this past offseason, as a golden opportunity to do something and you didn't have to go crazy? I mean, people would have been thrilled with, you've said the name's limits, just give me one, a $15 million player.
Or Hayes, the free agent outfielder that was from Baltimore that Cincinnati signed, that's hitting like 300.
Yeah, we'll get a look at him. Exactly.
But again, a guy like Kyle Tucker, for example, too, you know, okay, he has 1 year left before. So what? Bring him in. If you don't plan on signing him, you at least have him for this year because
yeah.
you're citing an opportunity.
Right.
Right. He's going to be motivated to play. he's going to be out there, and he's doing that with Chicago. Chicago, eventually, he's making $17 million this year. So what? Give it to him. Even if you lose him after this season, you're trying to upgrade now with a chance to win or get into a position to contend.
How much were Pham and Fraser combined? How much did they cost? And who else did they bring
in? Pham was $4 million, and Fraser was around
1.5.
Yeah,
1.5. And who else did they bring in? I mean, the Horwitz thing was a trade, right? So he's making nothing.
They signed a couple of relievers like Caleb Ferguson for basically $1 million
that
apiece.
It's just shuffling.
What a horrific offseason.
As far as bats are concerned, no more.
Andrew Heaney for, what, $5 million?
Right. Just, Bob, I mean, and now all of this is underscored by the Jared Jones news. John Parrotto reporting that he's headed for Tommy John. Others saying he's just headed for another opinion and raising concern about such surgery. But man, that just emphasizes how little time you have when it comes to power pitchers. And Bob, we may never see Jones, Skeens, and Chandler in the same rotation. Honestly, right. I hate to say that, but if Jones is going to get Tommy John, the fact they've waited this long, he might not be ready until 2027. At which time Skeen's trade talk is bound to heat up, and who knows what you're going to get with Chandler.
Right.
We may never see those guys.
Was to have them this year in the rotation at the same time. Now, that's not going to happen. And I still keep wondering, not that it matters now, but Chandler, it doesn't matter now. You know, because they're 15 and 32, whatever they are. You know, the whole idea was to get those three, plus Keller, plus Haney or whomever, in a rotation so that you can be involved in every game. And guess what? They've been involved in just about every game that
just
they've
about,
lost here.
Yeah.
But it's all because they can't hit. And 23 games in a row now, is it? Four runs or fewer?
Yes.
Okay.
Easily a franchise record. And
embarking on a major league record.
The Colorado Rockies are on pace to win 28 games, which I believe, is that going to be the worst of all time?
Should be. 28 and 138 or something.
That would be the worst of all time. The
right.
Cleveland Spiders and last year's Chicago White Sox would like to have a word.
How many did last year's White Sox win?
They lost 121 games.
So it was 41.
Okay. Well, they look like the 1960 Yankees compared to this team. So listen to this. The Rockies are on pace to be the worst team ever assembled. Guess who's only 6 games ahead of them in the loss column?
Yeah.
6 games ahead. The Pirates are easily on pace to be the worst Pirate team ever in a 162-game season. And I think it was the 52 Pirates are the only modern team ever to have a lower winning percentage. Think about that, Bob. In a year where they were in it, they actually were adding to their team last year at the trade deadline, if you want to call Brian De La Cruz an ad. And IKF, who has really sort of reverted to the mean, if you will, they were in it in August of last year with the prospect of adding Bubba Chandler this year. For all we knew, it was going to be Jones, Chandler, Skeens, Keller, and whoever else. It didn't matter. And but it's just a massive failure. It's a massive failure by Bob Nutting, because I have to believe that Ben Cherington, he spent to his budget. You know, there's this idea, this notion out there that he left dollars on the table. If I'm him, I would have been fearful of my job going into this season, and I would have spent every dime I had in the offseason. Well, he didn't have many dimes, did he?
No, but he could have, instead of piecemealing this roster together with $4 million, $2 million, $1.5 million, I say give the whole $30 million to one player then.
Did they spend $30
million? I don't know what
they spent.
I don't
even think they came close.
Whatever they spent, it wasn't, whatever the number is, it's not, again.
Bob Nutting should have ordered him, go out and get a hitter. Here's $50 million.
Well, he talks about urgency. Where's the urgency? It's too late to be urgent now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's too late. You know, this is year two wasted.
It's one of the worst pirate teams ever assembled. And I would ask you this, Bob. This question came up this morning. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding and Fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do we have to start asking if this is the worst Pittsburgh sports team of the modern era? Or maybe phrase it as the most disappointing? Is it the worst Pittsburgh sports team of the 21st century?
I mean, there are a lot of pirate ones I could throw in there if I could think back to the 80s when things were bad. And
I'm talking 21st century now. I mean, the Penguins went through it at one point.
They're on a pace. They're on a pace, obviously, to be that team. So, yeah, I don't know. You'd have to give me some records of teams gone by. I can't remember them all.
All right, Bob.
But you only had so many good teams. The rest of them have been just bad.
I'll give you the Penguins, the X-Generation Penguins. You ready for that? They had a .396 winning percentage, which again looks like the mid-70s Montreal Canadiens compared to this team at, what are they at, .317 their winning percentage? Oh, limitless wonder. They're on pace to win 52 games. So even the X-Generation Penguins with winning percentages of .396, .354, and .354, Bob, are better than this. Are better than this.
They're at .319.
Those Penguins, you remember them? Rico Fatta, Ramsey Abid, Chris Beach.
Was Ron Flockhart part of that group? I don't know.
Lupus Chuck.
Lupus Chuck was acquired in a trade.
Was Darius Kasparaitis still there?
No, he was long gone.
He was gone.
Yes.
Ramsey Abid. I remember those guys.
Yeah, Ramsey Abid. So think about them. Think about this. They were again in Penguins tank mode. and they had one of the worst rosters you'll ever see in the National Hockey League. They went 22-46-14 one year. They went 23-47-8, Bob, and they were significantly better than this Pirate team in winning percentage.
Yeah, that's 354-317.
To find the worst Penguin team to have, you got to go to 83-84 to find a Penguin team with this low of a winning percentage. And as is on the record, the coach of that team was basically intentionally throwing games. You have to go back to a team that was throwing games in order to find a Pittsburgh sports team as bad as this. Unless we can find a Steeler team. Do you think we can, Bob?
Well, if you go before Chuck Knoll, you know, I know they had some years there where they were, he was 1-13, but before that they may have gone winless. I don't remember what the...
Right. So, all right, well, let's go with the Steelers, shall we, Bob?
So go to 1959, or what year
we're right. We have 6-10 and 7-9. Again, juggernauts compared to these Pirates. 5-11. What's 5-11 in winning percentage limits? Divide 5 by 16, if you would, right now on your handy phone calculator.
Let me pull it up right now, because you know me and math. Absolutely horrendous. 5 by 16?
Yeah.
3-13.
Ooh! 5-11 is down there, Bob.
Yeah, but that's a little different. They're 5-11. You still had 5 wins, and there's only 16 games. This is 162 games where everyone loses a lot.
I know, but that 88 team
and everyone wins
their share has at least put itself in the conversation here. And then you got to go back to pre-Chuck Knoll. You got to go back to Chuck Knoll's first season at 1-13.
What was the year before? Bill Austin was the coach.
2-11-1.
Okay.
So basically, it's the pre-Chuck Knoll Steelers and the tanking Penguins of 83-84. Of course, I haven't even looked at the Pirates yet, although I did this morning. What was it, the 2010 team you mentioned, Limits?
Yeah.
They were pretty bad. They lost, I think, 105 games.
What about the late 80s teams, if you go that far
okay,
back?
Bob, we will go that far back. The 2020 Pirates, in terms of winning percentage, were slightly worse, but you can't count that because it was 60 games, right?
It's 60 games, right?
But it's a 60-game season.
But everyone had 60 games.
That team would beat this team in a 7-game series. Do you agree with that, Bob?
I don't know.
The 2010 Pirates had a 352 winning percentage. They're way ahead of this team. And they lost 105 games. And then in order to find a winning percentage this low, you have to go back to Ron Cook's freshman year of college, Bob, which was 1952. Where you have the Pirates at 42-112-1.
One.
Yeah, I wonder what that tie was like. So that's
maybe it rained.
That's a 273 winning percentage. So they're going to have a hard time getting there. I wouldn't count them out, by the way, but they're going to have a hard time getting there. So here's the moral of the story. It's likely that this is one of the worst Pittsburgh sports teams ever assembled. And when you factor in the off-the-field calamities, this might be the worst Pittsburgh sports team there ever was. That's not hyperbole.
It's trending in that direction, yes. There's still a lot of the season to go, but I don't see any change in the course that we've seen.
What do you make of that statement, Limits? You're only 11 years old. I mean, you've only been watching sports for 4 years. This might be one of the worst Pittsburgh sports teams and one of the worst seasons, maybe the worst season ever.
I want to climb into a cave with Aaron Rodgers and cry about it. The fact that the talent, I think, on this year's team is better than some of those previous years. Like, Brian Reynolds is hitting horrible, but I think he's a good player. You have the best pitcher in baseball in Skeens, Cruz.
You keep saying the best pitcher in baseball. I don't know about that, but go ahead.
All right, whatever. We can...
One of the best pitchers.
But this season, in terms of just pure disappointment, I think is the most disappointing sports season that I've ever seen in my lifetime here. There's no doubt about it.
And how old are you?
24.
Which means you consciously started watching sports about 20 years ago? What's your first sports memory?
Maybe not 20 years ago. Going to young Pirates games in like 2008 or so.
Yeah.
My first couple of baseball games back then. 2007,
but
2008.
But the calamity of this whole thing is they knew that they had a generational player.
Yeah.
And they knew it. They
yes.
knew that they had to build around him. If not with from within, then from without. Go out and get it. And they choose to do none of that. And so they knew this was going to happen. I don't care what their little metrics inside their thing say, what percentage, what they thought this team is. You're fooling yourself if you thought going in. And we had complete doubts with this roster, even at the beginning of the season. I thought, well, there's a lot of potential holes here. And they didn't do anything to try to, you know.
I mean, there's nobody in here that picked them to have a winning season. Mm-mm. Did you, Limits?
No. Nope, I had 78
wins. I was
wins.
Trying to be optimistic with it, but it's still, even with optimism thrown in, there was no way they were going to be a winning team.
No.
Did I think they were going to go this bad? No.
But I don't think anybody thought it would be this bad. There's no way they could have. They're on pace to lose 110 games. I mean,
year six.
And we're just talking on the field. And look at the lineup. Look at the lineup. What has Ben Cherington done to us, Bob? So yesterday, do you mind if I go through this for a moment? You led off with O'Neal Cruz, who has struck out 7 times in his last 8 at-bats.
That's something we did not see before his injury. He was actually manufacturing walks and getting on base and doing a lot. Now, all of a sudden, 7 strikeouts.
Imagine if he goes south.
Well, he may be, you know, it's like this disease that spreads from within. You never know. It could hit everyone.
And then the Jared Jones news yesterday just combined with the Skeens thing. I mean,
let me ask you something about
as somebody
that.
Said over there to me, every day I think it can't get worse, and then the next day happens.
If this Jared Jones thing is, if it ends up this way, and I don't know that it's been officially one way or the other. I know the report that John put out there.
Right.
And I believe John's work. But I also would say these injuries, and I don't know anyone specific to his case, but I know people who have dealt with these kind of things.
Yeah.
Generally, they don't just rehab themselves.
Right.
They don't.
Well, we're going to be asking that question.
Yeah, so
2 months
they
put in.
You waited 2 months?
Yes.
If you're going to do it. And if not, what are you waiting for?
Right.
How many opinions can you get sooner or later?
You want him on the mound next year to try to avoid 110 losses late in the season, Bob, right? The lineup, O'Neal Cruz struck out 7 times in his last 8 at-bats, followed by 38-year-old Andrew McCutchen, who's hitting 200 this month with no home runs and 1 extra base hit in 50 at-bats, followed by Brian Reynolds, who simply is one of the worst everyday players in all of baseball this season, followed by your big offseason acquisition, Spencer Horwitz, who was pinch hit for the other day and is batting 167 so far, so he fits right in. Followed by Key Brian Hayes, who, as I mentioned, Bob, how many home runs in his last 90 at-bats? Or his last 90 games, I'm sorry?
1-2.
Followed by Canario, who's actually hitting, but is at 229 for the whole year. Followed by the great and fundamentally sound Adam Frazier, who's batting 217, including like 160 this month, and can't even get a sacrifice bunt down. Who, can't even do that.
Who David Freese, when he debuted, said that Adam Frazier would one day win a batting title.
I know
remember
he
that?
Did. I was
I
in the locker
that.
Room
I do remember
when he
that.
Said that. Followed by IKF, who has basically reverted to career-long form. He's a mediocre hitter. And then Henry Davis, who's now at 150. Where was Tom? And then the bench yesterday would have been who? Tommy Pham, Jared Triolo. Who else?
The Nobody. Big Tree hitting 150.
Tree hitting 150. Pham, what's he batting? 178 when he's not making obscene gestures toward fans?
That's right.
Bob, this is such a flaming disaster.
You can have all the best defensive players you want. It still comes down to hitting. I would gladly trade all those gold gloves for silver sluggers.
Greg Brown might have been right. They might have amazingly hit rock bottom yesterday.
There have been a lot of bottoms. They keep digging, as Dan Zangrilli said. They're going way below. They're digging harder. It's getting
they
harder.
Really are. What did he say? The pickaxes and shovels? Is that what Zangrilli said?
I don't know.
They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself. I'm not mad. That's impressive.
Bob, what do you call
it? Impressive.
Impressive.
When you get past Satan, I mean, where do you go then?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Nowhere to go then.
Flames of ember.
It's just... Man. All right. So what's the topic here, Bob? We have a couple on the table. Is it the worst Pittsburgh sports team ever assembled? And is it the worst season? Like, we have people 70, 80, 90 years old listening to this show. Is it the worst Pittsburgh sports season when you combine on and off the field that you've ever seen in your lifetime? Even if you saw Chuck Knoll's first team or Bill Austin's last team or Gene Ubriaco's Penguins or the X Generation Penguins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I have a quiz question for you, fine gentlemen. That was alarming limits, how quickly the music receded. There we go.
It just came in a little hot. I didn't want it to blow up your eardrums.
We're talking about these Pirates as legitimately one of the worst Pittsburgh sports teams ever assembled. It goes back 144 years to the Pittsburgh Alleghenies. I don't know, was there other teams around here, Bob? Do you want to include the Lawrenceville Lightning or whatever team Johnny Unitas played for, semi-pro?
Well, I don't know. You can go to Pittsburgh Piranhas, although they were pretty good.
How about the Pittsburgh? Was it the Triangles?
Triangles, they were pretty good too, though.
What about the Condors?
The Condors, they won a championship.
Yeah.
Or the Pipers did anyway.
These are all
yeah.
teams that had successes. We're trying to find ones that haven't.
So we have to go back Pirate-wise. At 2010, that team really stunk. This team's on pace to lose five more games than John Russell's 2010 Pirates, which was one of the most mind-numbing teams I've ever seen. God bless Neil Walker and Pedro Alvarez and Kutch for living through that. The team that year had, and this is going to lead to a quiz question before we get to the phones, Bob. Don't you look up. Limits is smart enough where he's going to start looking up their roster, Bob, isn't he? To get a head start here.
He has that look on his face.
Yeah. Maybe I should. I haven't, but maybe I should.
Their starters included Ryan Domit, who was one of the great nicknames of all time, Bob, because he struggled a bit as a catcher, was Ryan Nomit, right? Did you like that
I remember him. He was actually he came up and hit a little bit at the very start of his career.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't a bad hitter. 13 homers that year. He'd be batting clean at third. He'd be batting third, fourth, and fifth in this lineup. Garrett Jones, first baseman, had 21 homers that year. Then you had Walker. You had Ronnie Cedeno at short. You had Pedro, Jose Tabata, Bob.
He hit
299. That team was way better than this team.
And he got a nice little contract that was supposed to be good for the franchise, and it wasn't.
And then you had Andrew McCutchen, an 814 OPS, 286 batting average, 16 homers, about to sign his big deal not long after that. And Lastings Millage, even he hit 277, Bob. He could have been a good leadoff hitter on
the numbers
team.
Were way better back then.
So I have 15 players who also got one at-bat for those Pirates, and it immediately becomes borderline tragic. How many of those 15 could you name, Bob? You tell me, and then you throw it.
One at-bat?
Who had at least one at-bat that year. Yeah, 15 other guys. I mean, some of them had, 270 at-bats.
This is 2010 we're talking
2010.
About.
How many of their bench players that revolved through could you name out of 15? You say it, and then you say, Limits will say if he can top it.
Again, I'm not looking at anything, so this is going to be hard. Bench players for one of the worst teams in the history. I don't know.
Maybe one?
No, I don't have a clue about
that. I don't
bench.
Know if I'd blame you if you couldn't name one. I couldn't have. Maybe two. Limits, how many can you name?
Maybe two. Maybe.
All right, give it a shot. Wrong.
I'm trying to see. Here's the thing. I'm trying to recall if our guy, the Fort, was on that 2010 team or that 2012 team. And I'm trying to malsy my way into this. Yes.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to say that no,
Bob
Fort
just
wasn't
admitted,
on that team.
Who?
I don't
was
remember.
Not on that team.
If you mention names, I'll probably remember them. But I'm not.
I'll give you some clues as we go through some of these names.
Please.
One of them had a brother on the team who was of previously.
Oh, LaRoche.
Which one?
Yeah. No, that was not Adam.
Andy.
It was Andy.
Andy LaRoche.
Yeah, Andy LaRoche, that's right.
Oh, he batted 206 that year, Bob. He would have batted fifth for this year's team. Another one was the guy who hit the homer off Strasburg in Strasburg's debut game. Remember that? You have it on the tip of your tongue. Limits, you should have seen that game. Mulsey would have.
I have seen that game, too.
Delwyn Young.
Yeah.
Another had a knee brace and smoked cigarettes.
Jim Leland?
That's a good answer, Limits. Bob, he was a big free agent signing, second baseman. I think Neil Walker, he's the guy that Neil Walker moved over to second and replaced.
Is that the Japanese kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Aki
Iramura. Very good.
Aki.
You're on the board, Bob. Another one, forget him, Ryan Church.
I would never have guessed that.
Another one shares...
He was praying for hits.
Shares the same last name as one of the two greatest Penguin players of all time. And it wasn't Lemieux.
So it must be Crosby or Yager.
Bobby Crosby. Remember him?
Yeah, I do. But I would never have guessed he was on that team.
No relation to Bing. Another one of them was once put on the injured list on his previous team before he came to Pittsburgh with a broken testicle. And I didn't even know those broke, Bob. Did you?
I do remember that story. I can't remember whose testicle was broken, though.
Yeah.
But that was a broken testicle. Yeah, I remember that story.
I believe it was Arizona listed this man, a catcher, as going to the injured list with a broken testicle.
I try to avoid stories that involve broken testicles and anything that might be completely damaged
that's
down
all,
there.
Like,
Did you know they could break limits?
No.
Strained, that, ruptured, that could happen, but
ruptured,
broken?
Sounds right. Broken.
What's the treatment there? Do you have a cast? What happens, Bob, if you have a broken testicle?
Rest.
You don't want to hear my answer, so I'm not going to say it.
Rest. Definitely rest.
Just rest.
Chris Snyder, Bob. Chris Snyder.
Any relation to Travis Snyder?
S-N-I-D-E-R.
Might
remember
be related
him.
To
yeah,
Travis
he's a lefty
Snyder. Hitter. Yeah, he was Jeez. Good, except when he was bad, which was all the time. He hit 169 that year, so he could have been the starting catcher here. Now, Joey Bart's been pretty good, minus the fact he has no power. Jason Jaramillo, John Boker or Boker, remember him, Bob?
I remember, now that you said his name, I don't remember much about him, but the name, yes.
He had two home runs that year, which is as many as Key Brian Hayes, their sometime cleanup hitter, has in his last 90 games. This guy went on to become a World Series MVP.
Steve Pierce.
Yes.
2000.
He was actually
18 with the Red Sox.
He was actually good with the Red Sox, and then they brought him back again for a second go round.
He was good with the Pirates that year. He had 40 at bats with an 809 OPS. He would be their 1-9 hitter this year, Bob. He would just keep coming to the plate. This guy also went on to become a good player, underscoring the fact that the Pirates, even back then, were not only horrible at producing talent, but at identifying talent, Bob. They couldn't develop anything. This man went from Pittsburgh to go to the American League and hit 76 home runs in his first 3 years in the American League.
That would be...
Wrong.
Oh.
Wrong.
He's raising his hand. He knows the answer.
Go ahead, Limit.
May I answer the question, teacher?
Yes.
Jose
Wrong.
Bautista.
No. I'm sorry.
He was before that?
Yeah.
That was going to be my answer because he as soon as he left here, he became a...
Oh, he did. I mean, he became Babe Ruth, for God's sakes. Yeah. This
Joey
guy
Bats,
went to
the nickname. He wasn't Joey Bats, although he was a little bit here, but they didn't wait long enough on him, or maybe they waited too long.
He was Joey Sat here. He never played enough.
Yeah.
This guy went to the Oakland A's and hit 76 homers in the next 3 years. He hit 154 that year for the Pirates. Wrong. Brandon Moss.
Yeah, Brandon Moss, left-hand hitter.
He played in Cleveland for a while.
Him.
And then we'll finish it off, Bob, with Alex Presley, John Rayner, and the great Pedro Siriaco. The memories.
All had at least one at bat.
And all were better than almost every player in this year's lineup.
That's a tough ask, though, with those kind of bench players. I can't remember. I remember their names, not that you say them, but especially the year. But, yeah, that was a bad year.
It was a horrifying baseball team. All right, Limits, let's go to the lines. We're all wondering what Paul Skeens was thinking to himself.
Would you trade him now?
Yeah. Yeah. Would you? And Bob, I'll ask you this before we get to the lines. Well, by the way, what he was thinking at the end of the game when the camera showed him looking blankly out at the field. If you were him, would you think about saying, I want out? Like, get me out of here.
I'm sure it crosses his mind. I don't know that he's going to do that. Not now, anyway, but he can't be encouraged by what he sees. And even if your pitching performances are as good as his have been yesterday, 8 innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 run, they're all good. He's got to be getting frustrated by the day. So maybe at some point, I don't think it'll be now, though. I think it's just 2 years. It's officially his
would you?
Second year.
Would you ask out?
At some point, I would. I don't know if it's now, though.
And by the way,
he has to get assurances or something. That's the first thing I would do. I say, excuse me.
Assurances of what?
I need to see something tangibly happening here before I believe this is going to be any good. And if not, then why don't you just get as much as you can for me?
Yeah.
The problem with that is if you start going down that road, any generational talent they get coming up, it's going to be the same routine. They're having him here for a few years. If he's that good, he's going to be traded.
Next.
Let's go to Dan in Upper St. Clair wants to chime in on Skeens.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing? If I was Paul Skeens, I wouldn't pick up another baseball for this team, let alone throw a pitch, and I would ask out today. If I was his agent, I'd be doing everything I could to get out of here.
You know what's crazy, Dan? I was thinking about this. Like, normally in pro sports, even when a guy is justified, whenever a player asks out of a situation, they are the ones that get, criticized. They become the antagonist in the situation.
I think not this time.
I think if Paul Skeens came out tomorrow and said, I want out of here, 100% of Pirates fans would support him. It would be, Bob, that wouldn't happen, I don't think, anywhere else in pro sports, would it?
No. I'd buy a billboard that said, thank you, Paul.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that's going to change. Bob Nutting is unembarrassable, so that might be one of the only things.
He has the thickest skin of anyone
he doesn't have skin. He might be the Satan that they dug past.
I don't quite want to go that far. Next, Limits.
All right, let's go to Ted in Mount Washington.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Hey, real quick, look at that Skeen's background coming out the Air Force Military Academy. I doubt it. You have to lose in order to learn how to win. That's just not his character.
Right.
If you look at the Pirates, the question you have to ask, what are they trying to do? Okay, what is Pirate baseball? They spent a lot of money on Reynolds, $100 million, which I was surprised, Mitch Keller, Hayes. So, I mean, when you look at the Pirates and organization, you have to question that. I have no idea what is Pirate baseball, what they're trying to do. And also, they have enough prospects to trade to go get you a couple bats. So, I mean, that's the only way out. And plus, they're going to get a new manager next year anyway.
So what's the moral of your story there, Ted?
The moral of the story is this. When McCutchen when he came up, he went through some hard times. And all of a sudden, Clint Hurdle showed up and everything changed. So the moral of the story is you stick in there until your obligation is fulfilled with this team, and then you can move on.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to move on. You know what?
Yeah, I don't think
they're going to move on from him before he lives out the rest of his
I don't think
here.
He's going to ask either. Don't get me wrong.
I don't either. I think he's not built that
we
way.
We do not know that. That's what I'm saying. And that's
you do not know what? What do we not know?
We do not know if Skeens are going to leave or not. He may, Pirates might surprise you. Might sign him.
No.
They're not going to sign
him. If that happens, Bob,
you'll walk to Philadelphia.
I'll wash every jockstrap in that clubhouse. Remember when John Seibel said that?
Don't forget.
What, Ted?
Start washing. Start getting ready. You don't know.
Wait, it sounds like you actually believe this will turn around.
Yes, I do. It's too much talent. Okay,
Where's the talent
beyond Skeens?
Specifically, hitting.
When you talk about hitting, like I said before, it can be contagious. And you look at the manager. I would have got rid of Sheldon last year. I would never have signed him to the long term. He was a stopgap manager. Okay? They had a chance to pick up some great managers. They didn't do it.
Terry Francona right now, would have been one.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But don't you think in the end, Ted, it's more about, like, I love the job Clint Hurdle did when he got here, but he had an MVP caliber young talent in McCutchen. He had a guy who was about to lead the National League in home runs in Pedro Alvarez, and his GM went out and got him Francisco Liriano, AJ Burnett, and Russell Martin. I mean, I always think it's more about the players.
No, the general manager got to bring the groceries.
Yeah.
Okay?
He
has to bring the groceries too. That's why you draft high, and that's why you start trading prospects.
Right, and if you sent Ben Cherington out to Giant Eagle to get the groceries, he'd come back with a rotten banana, wouldn't he, Limits?
A rotten banana and some jelly beans for dinner, Bob?
Jelly beans?
Jelly beans for dinner? What a good dessert that might be. Put some candy corn in there, too.
Oh, what would he come back with, Bob, if you sent him out to get groceries?
I would imagine it's going to be, let's see. I don't know. I don't know where he would start. I don't know where he would fish. He wouldn't go to the fresh fish.
No, he wouldn't.
Because that costs the most. Wouldn't go to Tomahawks.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't be shopping at Whole Foods or anything like that. You'd be somewhere else. But you still are allowed to buy good groceries anywhere. And he has failed just beyond the imagination, right?
You know, he hit on something that I've said before they should do, and that is trade some of their prospects before they become prospect.
They traded Luis Ortiz for Spencer Horwitz. Look how that's working out so far.
Well, you got to get the right return. I mean, you can't just give them away for nothing.
Spencer Horwitz is going to become Mickey Mantle before it's done. You watch.
That's a horrible prediction, Joe.
I know.
Horrible for Horwitz.
I'm going to tell you what I would do.
Let me ask you something,
Bob.
What would you get? Let's hypothetically play that game. You want to play games. What would you get for Paul Skeens if you traded him right now?
Let's get to that next, because there are Yankee and Red Sox hypotheticals already out there.
And Dodgers.
So limits.
All the usual suspects.
Yes. Limits will read. And Cubs, by the way. Limits will read you some of these hypotheticals. And then I'm going to tell you, Bob, and I want to know what you think of this, what I would do with the Pirates right now. What I would do if I was Ben Charrington, if I was Bob Nutting, and what I'd be suggesting if I were Don Kelly. All of that. What should be done today after that disaster of a series? We'll talk about that coming up. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday. Every Wednesday for Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Partly cloudy today with more sunshine forecast later on and a high of Mario Lemieux, 66 today. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself.
Bob?
Well, that's a tough way to lead into this, isn't it? That was one of the best rants, though, you'd ever hear. I have a rant for you, too, and this is about home improvement season here and talking about West Shore Home, because they can help. If you want to improve your house, this is the place you start, at West Shore Home. From now until Memorial Day, they have huge savings, regardless of your job size. Keep that in mind. You need a shower done? That's no problem. You could save $3,000 on all shower bath projects. If you need a larger bathroom makeover, get this. You can get a full remodel package from West Shore Home, and they will replace a shower in another bathroom absolutely free. So you heard that right. Get a new full bathroom model and then get a shower for free on top of that. They also have huge volume discounts on windows and doors. And the best part, you can save an additional $500 on your no-obligation quote by going to westshorehome.com/fan. To save $500, you must schedule at that website, westshorehome.com/fan. See the website for details, but make it West Shore Home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install.
Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.